Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. You know, we talk to you about a lot of different tools in the Technology Lab. And a frequent question that we're asked is, how safe is my data in the cloud? Do I need to have a backup? And my answer consistently has been yes, to the point that we've taught backup sessions and whatnot. But in today's world, we need easier to use tools that can give us better restore points. And one of the ones we'd like to talk about today that does that is a product called Rewind. Now, Rewind basically is a backup product to backup QuickBooks Online, Microsoft 365, and a variety of other cloud-based products, particularly those in e-commerce like Shopify or BigCommerce, as well as GitHub and Trello and Jira and Confluence and some more. But the bottom line here is, if you're counting on Microsoft to keep all of your data for you and never lose anything, you may be sadly disappointed at some future date. Now, I've probably reviewed a dozen of these backup products for Microsoft 365, but this one has the 1-2 punch for our accounting professional friends of backing up both Microsoft 365 and QuickBooks Online to the point that you can restore to the minute. So, Brian, I might have overstated the case here to get us set up, but what would you like our listeners to know about Rewind?
You know, one of the things that's always terrified me about cloud applications is that the server is completely out of my control and the ability to back up my data is somewhat limited. And I love the fact that you can back up, because if you think about these applications, if we're going to use the automation between QuickBooks Online and our bank feeds and our outside applications and everything else, the problem is that automation will occasionally have a hiccup or two. And so hiccups can be small things, like you create some 5 or 6 duplicate transactions. So you use a tool to go in and delete some of those maybe. On the other hand, though, you can go in and have catastrophic problems, like maybe you go in and it creates duplicate vendors for every single vendor you have in there, to the point that you want to go back to immediately prior to when you did that, so that you can go forward. Or maybe you want to back up the database and you'd like to set up a new instance of that so that you could go forward with it. And that's what Rewind really lets you do. I think that, you know, we've often said, I remember you and Dr. Bob used to teach seminars 25 years ago on backup. And I remember Bob often saying, data doesn't exist until it exists in 3 places. And the thing that I love about this is that this gives you a way and a toolkit so that you can get that data out of those cloud applications. You can have it in a separate data center, somewhere where you can control it, where you can do what you need to do with it, and so that you can sleep at night and you can feel good about your business continuing. Because if you're going to let the automation do the work, you can't have enough people to do the work manually. And so having backups and being able to restore from backups is one of the things that you absolutely have to do if you're going to do this. Otherwise, when something fails, you're just going to be in trouble. And I love the fact that this automates the restore and it automates the going back, and it solves this huge problem for people with cloud applications.
Yeah. So Brian, really 3 or 4 points you made there is like, whacked me in the head, which I should have known already. Now, it is no surprise that you like the control, because most accountants prefer control over their destiny. And much of the SaaS environment that we're working in, you don't have a lot of control. But, you know, where you originated the idea of digital plumbing, I do reflect on our friend Doug Sleater, who was so well known in the QuickBooks world, testing third-party products against QuickBooks and watching things break, and how frustrated he was having to restore all the files and start over. Well, this platform would have made all the difference in the world. And let's face it, in today's world, where you have your core accounting system plus so many add-ons, the ability to roll back to an instant in time, because things will mess up, they always will mess up, gives you a nice safety net on that. So that part of this platform, in my mind, is very good. And you've seen me only get frustrated a few times in life. I'm not one to get frustrated much, but I sure don't like to lose work. The real deal is trying to figure out what your costs might be. And again, I'm not going to quote for the vendor here, but I think this is a relatively inexpensive product. If you're doing something like Microsoft 365, it's about $4 a month to get a snapshot every 4 hours with unlimited data storage and retention and granular data restores. If you're doing something like QuickBooks, it's about $14 per file per month, and you can have multiple client files. So, you know, again, the price drops as you add more files, but, you know, the pricing here may take you a little while to figure out, oh, it's worth it, it's not worth it, or, you know, it, what the costs are going to be. I would go further. I think it's worth it almost regardless. Now, there are good competitors, but again, nothing that works quite like this one does at this point. Let's face it, this is complex pricing compared to a lot of the products we talk about, Brian, that are, you know, flat rate at $5 a month or $15 a month or whatever.
Well, and I think it does absolutely make sense. And I think the area where it looks like they got their start was in the e-commerce world of Shopify and BigCommerce. And I really think that that is where this really shines. If you've got somebody that's trying to integrate, let's say, QuickBooks Online with Shopify or BigCommerce, and then they're also trying to use project management tools like Trello, Jira, Confluence. And so when I look at this, especially when you're working with e-commerce products, things break. They're just, you know, the interfaces just are problematic, and you've got a lot of transactions flowing through, you've got a lot of moving parts. And when they break, it creates havoc for you. And so what I love is that you have the e-commerce piece backed up, you have the QuickBooks piece backed up, you have the project piece backed up, and you have Microsoft 365 backed up. So, you know, it really lets you, if you've got somebody selling stuff online or running an online business, it really gives them a place where they are in control. They can drive their business. And if something goes wrong, they don't have to sit there and spend a weekend keying in transactions or a weekend in front of Excel trying to get this stuff to work. They can just make it go.
Yeah. So I will just mention there's two primary offerings from the vendor. They have backups and copy. Copy is focused on the e-commerce of Shopify and BigCommerce. So the $100 gets you up to 100,000 products. So it is clear in my mind their focus has been around historically e-commerce. But, you know, if we go back to the backup side, how many of you would choose to lose your Microsoft 365 data because of some sort of an issue? And, you know, we're hopeful that Microsoft has it copied, but what if they don't? How much is that worth to you? And that's where I go back to the fundamental backup products here, or their competitors from Microsoft 365, give me an awful lot of comfort. Now, I know, Brian, both you and I have local copies of data, and we do it on a regular basis. And we understand how the cloud works and why it works the way it does and so forth. But I have a local copy and I have an air-gapped copy, because we've talked also about the Department of Homeland Security's, you know, 3-2-1 methodology, at least three copies of data on two different medias with at least one offsite. And I would say that offsite should be air gapped.
Yeah. You know, and the thing that I would just suggest to you here is that if you have all of your stuff in, let's say, QuickBooks Online or in Microsoft 365 or in one of these e-commerce platforms, you know, that's different than having a single, writing a letter on your tablet and not putting it in your cloud. If you've got all your stuff in those applications, you're effectively betting the farm on the reliability of that cloud. And even though it may never come back to bite you, having an alternative and having some control is a big deal. Also, we have downtime with QuickBooks Online from time to time. And so when you need to know what bills need to be paid, or when you need to know how much did you pay somebody the last time you paid them through their, you know, went for payroll because the payroll service is down, the beautiful part about this is that you have that information inside of Rewind.
Well, you know, you and I joke with each other back and forth, but both of us like, whose line is it anyway? So one of their sessions they do is, you know, forward rewind. So rewind, and they back up as actors, and then they go forward. I don't know of a forward capability here in rewind, but I do know a way to get back, and that part of it is appreciated. So final parting thoughts here for our listeners today, Brian.
You know, I think this is a necessary product. I'm surprised that we haven't seen innovation in this area earlier than we have, honestly. With all the time that it takes to work out on these cloud products, where you have, it takes a second or so per transaction every time you're doing data entry. The beautiful part about this is that this lets you just go back to where you were so you can just do the work. And I think this is something that is, you know, because you can't staff up to key in every single transaction. And you can't staff up to be able to manually fix everything when something breaks. And it's what's great about this. This gives you an automated way to handle problems.
Well, you know, again, we can't promise for what vendors are going to do in the future. We've named the platforms that are available today. They have already publicly published that they're going to be supporting Xero and Zendesk and HubSpot and Asana and Monday and Google's Workspace and Bill.com and Slack and Confluence and many others. So just recognize that you'll want to have a backup in your bag of tricks. And we think Rewind is a pretty good spot to start today. Well, we appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us here on the Technology Lab to get an idea of a tool that could absolutely save you in a real bad situation. That's it for today. We'll look forward to speaking with you again very soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.